Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text for this second Sunday after the Epiphany is our Gospel reading, St. John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. And I'm going to focus on verse 8 and 9. Then he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the head waiter." And they did. When the head waiter tasted the water after it had become wine, he did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. He called the groom, including verse 10, and told him, "Everyone sets out the fine wine first, then, after people are drunk, the inferior. But you have kept the fine wine until now." These are the words of our Lord, and so we pray. Sanctify us, O Lord, by your truth. Your word is truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because of how we have conducted ourselves, because of how we have run things, because of our inability to solve life's problems, because of the sin that corrupts everything we do and have, we just end up giving in to it. Yes, we just might as well do what everyone expects. The inferior, the poorest junk last. But that is not how God does things. Imagine this. In spite of what has happened in his creation, he works it out that it all turns out better. Better than if nothing bad had happened at all. No, we cannot imagine this. As we still have that monkey on our backs. We still feel the guilt eating at our guts. We still wish that we did not do the things we have done. We wish that we did not cause the harm and hurt that we have caused. We wish that history was different. But it is what it is. We have done what we have done. The consequences are what they are. Until God steps in. He alone could make it so that the very good of creation, as he called it when it was finished at the end of the sixth day, he alone makes it so that it all becomes even better than that, than what might have been, what could have been in his doing of what God loves to do in his new creation, in the new heavens and the new earth that is to come. This with even better and better off humans living in it. How is this possible? God says it is, but only God can put all of our past regrets, guilt, all of that which make this creation less now than it was, not very good anymore, not really good at all. This, all of this, he alone puts into his sea of forgetfulness. Only he can bring about brand new beginnings without that taint and its baggage from our past. Only he can keep making it so that the best is yet to come. Even if we have had things fixed, even if we have tasted grace, forgiveness, and mercy, we have. We still have not seen anything close to what he still has in store. A better yet, a good that he is besting in what we have already tasted, tried, experienced. Imagine it always getting better rather than worse. Sadly, we can't really. We can only hope at these words. And that is just what our hope is. We hope because he says this is what he has done and will do for us. I mean, what good is forgiveness if the person forgiven has his past rubbed in his face all the time? What good is mercy if the person is reminded all the time that the person who is merciful would rather bring punishment instead? What is grace worth if grace is only stingingly a little given out? Just a little. And even with that, more than a little is needed. What good is a life in heaven and an eternity remembered if we have our past sins, failures, embarrassments, and inadequacies haunting every minute and at every step. That would not be heaven, but just some of the same. But no, this is not so. Not ever. No, instead, it will only get better. God will serve the next and better thing after we have drunk freely. And then better again, and then so on, into forever. This expression of God's favor is on his creation most important and essential event, a wedding. This little event gives us a view into what he is like, what he is always like. No, go ahead. We can do believe what we hear and see him saying and doing. This is what Epiphany is and all about. What the scriptures are for are all about. Like if you remember how God brought the elders of Israel up onto his mountain in the desert with Moses. What did they do there? They feasted. They ate and drank with God. That was Holy Communion going on together with the whole company of heaven, with angels and archangels. That was a table laid out in the presence of enemies. That was with cups overflowing. That was grace overflowing, despite who they were and what their past was, despite what we are and did and do. What are we now is the question. What are we now in Christ? Because of that, he will welcome us. Humble, repentant sinners though we be, beggars only, he will take us by the hand and lead us into his banqueting hall, all dressed up as his children, a prince or princess, holy royalty, brought up to the head of the table to sit next to the king. Where the food and wine get even better, ever better, each course surpassing the one before it. This is what this story of the wedding feast of Cana is all about. The first public miracle to show us, to show humanity, the world, and his church just what kind of God he is. To show what he was about to begin, what he was about to bring about. To give us a glimpse into what it is like to be with him when he is about his Father's and now our Father's business. The feast has already been prepared. The feast is already made ready. You are invited. What we get even now comes from that same feast table. He brings the first course to us even here in the presence of our and his enemies. Yes, even here our cup overflows. Even if we can't see this, even now, and each day that we live in Christ, it gets better. Nothing can take this away. He has already changed the bitter waters into a sweet vintage that has been aging from before the foundations of the universe have been laid down. He has prepared a place for you and for me. That is where he is leading us. That is where he is going to take us, home for the holidays, home for the eternal holy day in the house of the Lord. And then it only gets better from there. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.